The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Micheál Martin today clarified that what the government are going to do with regard to rent pressure zones is not necessarily abolish them. It's merely to just look at them. They're going to reappraise their value, their worth. This following on from comments over the weekend. Carl Dieter is with me, Director of Irish Mortgage Brokers. Carl, park the rent pressure zone issue for the moment, because a lot of people kind of got excited one way or the other when it seemed they might be abolished today. But actually, Micheál Martin said a couple of really interesting things alongside the rent pressure zone thing at the weekend. He said that the reactionary approach to the rental market has been a huge problem. There's no security of environment for investors. They don't know whether it will change from year to year. This has to stop. This has to change. He says the government would conduct a fundamental review of housing policy with a particular emphasis on incentivizing the private sector. That's some change in tone, isn't it?
It sure is. And it's a real change of stance as well, because it has to be remembered that when it comes to, you know, repeated interventions, that the Taoiseach's own party was one of the worst offenders when it came to that. So I think there may have been a road to Damascus moment. Someone woke up, saw the sky split open and some common sense seep in, and it's great to see it's hitting.
So why would you describe it as common sense then, kind of an environment of deregulation?
Look, you can look at regulation as in more regulation always equals a good thing, or you can look at it and say that less regulation is a good thing, or that there should be a balance. But certainly what has happened in Ireland is there is no security of the process for construction, of the future outlook for housing, of the way that you'll be taxed. Almost there is no part of the only thing consistent. Okay, the only consistent thing in Ireland is total instability in expectation when it comes to property. Because if you want to build houses here, you might not be able to. You could buy a site in good faith, and next of all, you're dragged through the courts for years and years. I've seen that kind of stuff literally on my own backyard. You know, there was a site that was sold 20 years ago. It's only getting started now. So that kind of stuff scares people off. Now, you can say international money is bad. Funny we don't say that when it comes to FDI or all these other things that come into the country. So, you know, the nice thing about international money, it doesn't cost anyone here anything. And you can argue that the houses are expensive, but they're expensive anyway. And the rent pressure zones never actually did what they were intended to do. It was meant to stop rents from going up. It didn't do it. Not once did it actually work. And as the economic literature suggests, rent control, calling it rent pressure zone is just, that's propaganda speak for rent control. Rent control obviously protects the incumbents who are already there, and it shafts everybody else. And we have seen that time and again, which is why headline rents or new rents are always so far off the scale. But that's done because when you rent out a house for the first time, you're stuck with that rent as the base for all of the future. And to do that to an investor, like, would you go to work if they said, no matter what you do, no matter how anything that happens, you can only hope to get a raise of, you know, 2% a year? Of course not. Or what if you took a job because you needed it at half of what you should have been charging, and then you're never going to be able to get up to what you should be charging? Those are the kind of weird things that happened in the rent pressure zones, and we never fixed it. And it's finally dawning on the government. Bad policies equal bad outcomes.
Does there need to be a period, if they do look at it, where they wind them down as opposed to kind of abolishing them overnight?
Well, the typical Irish approach to policy is don't do anything that might actually get, an outcome. So I'm sure they'll find a way to make it completely, you know, into diluted to the point of no return.
But what do you think they should do? Because, you know, I guess the argument in favour of winding down, why I get to that, is just the idea that you abolish them overnight, then rents might kind of go through the roof all of a sudden before any new stream comes available.
Here's the thing. Rents can be reviewed every 12 months, typically in an ongoing lease. So, like, they're not, even if you did it overnight, they can't all come at the same time. Mechanically, that's just not going to happen. What you could do is you could set a collar. So you could say that, you know, we're removing rent pressure zones, but there's a collar of 10 or 15%. Or if you can prove that your house has been vastly underpriced on its rents, you know, something that can help those landlords to stay in the market. Because a lot of the first-time buyers who buy into the second-hand market, it's all the investment property going, because those landlords realize there's no point in staying. And that also reduces the stock of rental homes for those who can't afford to buy a home. So we always wanted institutional investors. That was the big thing. You know, 20 years ago, we need institutional investors, mom and pop investors. They're no good. You know, they're not professional. Well, we got them, and we also got high rents. I think we need to find some way to bring, you know, regular people back into understanding the long-term asset of property. It's not a bad thing. It's not a dirty thing. And if you participate in providing housing for other people, that is a social good and you can benefit from it. And to make it possible for regular people to do that without having to become professional landlords, given that most mom and pop landlords work regular jobs.
Well, what about that provision of new housing then? You mentioned somebody kind of buying a site in your area 20 years ago and it only being developed now. Are we talking about changes to the planning system here that would make it easier?
Our planning system is still not a digital system. I use this example all the time. Okay, I have a little brother. He lives in Arkansas in America. And people love to think, oh, Arkansas, you know, hillbillies. And, you know, they're absolutely not. You can get planning permission digitally to build 100 apartments in about 6 weeks. And it is a wonderful environment. You know, the construction is going strong. You have a good idea of what you want to do. If you're negotiating on a site, you know whether you expect to get planning or not. In Ireland, it is literally a mixture of who you know plus some voodoo. There's no way to know what the hell is going on half the time. And that makes it really difficult for people to reach deep, deep into their own reserves and their company reserves and investor reserves and expect them to have the faith to invest in a place where only a few months ago you had people saying that, you know, there should be bans on evictions, there should be bans on any changes in rents. Like, the world looks at us, kind of laughs a bit. They're like, what are those folks at? And meanwhile, you know, you've also got all the Irish envoy in business saying, come on, invest in us. We're good people. And they say, yeah, but like all this stuff that you're doing over here, why would we want to do that when we can get much better assurances in the UK, when it makes so much more sense to do something over in the USA or Denmark or, you know, other places that have lots of regulation too, but they have the right kind. You see, we do regulation. We just don't do the smart version. It's like the way we brought out the new speed controls. And it's like, yeah, you go from 80 to 60. And what's for what? To whose gain? And how many lives will that save? Where's the cost-benefit analysis? There's none. We just have the bad outcome and then massive interventions to score political points on a Tuesday and then a new set of political points on a Wednesday.
So, I mean, what the government might say to that is that their hands are tied by regulation that's not of our making. The Aarhus Convention, for example, which kind of guarantees citizens a right, I think ultimately it's a right to live in a healthy environment. But by extension, that's kind of been interpreted to mean absolutely anybody can object to any planning permission happening anywhere for any reason they feel like. It seems like...
Well, that's actually nonsense, because Ireland is one of the only countries, along with, I think, Kenya maybe or somewhere, that has that kind of law. That kind of law doesn't exist in other countries.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that's a European convention, but we seem to have the broadest interpretation of it in all of Europe. I mean, might that be somewhere the government might start?
Well, look, I think they could start by saying we want to have a rapid digitization process. We want to embrace, instead of a right to housing, a right to build, you know, because then the housing will come and that'll actually maybe get you the result. But we're really brilliant about finding all of the ways to legislate for what we don't need. And that doesn't matter whether it's hate speech laws or trying to reform a system that is where loads of people are paid for it to be awkward and go slow, like in housing. You know, who benefits from all that? You know, it's certainly not the end user. It's certainly not people hoping to buy a home someday. It's not the parents who wonder if their kids are going to leave the country because they can't afford a house here. Like, they're not the ones benefiting. So I think we have to think about our actual constituents in this country and who are we there to serve? Is it the general population or the civil servants who run a stymied operation that is still stuck in the, you know, 1970s.
Carl, listen, always interesting to talk to you and we appreciate it. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. Carl Dieter is Director of Irish Mortgage Brokers. Carl, thank you.
Good night, Karen. Thanks a lot.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.